Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The Commerce Department today says that the U.S. trade deficit increased in May to the highest level in 6 months as a weak global economy depressed U.S. export sales, while imports of autos and other non-petroleum products hit an all-time high. The trade deficit rose to $45 billion in May. That's up 12.1% from April. Exports slipped 0.3% to $187.1 billion as sales of American farm products dropped to the lowest level in more than 2 years. Private exporters this morning reported to USDA export sales of 13.2 million bushels of soft red winter wheat for delivery to China during the 2013-14 marketing year. The 13-14 marketing year for wheat began on June the 1st. The Labor Department today says that the number of U.S. workers applying for first-time unemployment benefits fell last week. Initial jobless claims, a proxy for layoffs, decreased by 5,000 to a seasonally adjusted 343,000 in the week ending June the 29th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 14,913, down almost 19 points. The NASDAQ 3430 is down 2. And the S&P 500 is 1609. It is down almost 5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest will continue to experience some generally favorable weather as we move forward through the next full week. A mix of sunshine and shower activity will occur in many areas, and that will be on top of soil that is still favorably moist in the majority of the region. Now, there are some exceptions. Some of the drying that has occurred here recently has been most significant in the western Corn Belt, in particular places like Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota, which is on the obviously the western fringe of the production region. There's been some drying in parts of Iowa as well, but when you look at the soil moisture situation for the majority of the Midwest, one has to come to the conclusion that the situation is quite favorable across the majority of the region. Temperatures over the past several days obviously have been rather chilly across the region, with 70 degree readings common in many areas. There were even a couple of spots that were only in the upper 60s yesterday. The low temperatures at night have managed to be in the 50s most often, and all this is going to come to an end as we warm up just a bit as we finish out this week. A lot of temperatures across the region will start to get back into the 80s, and we'll even see some lower 90s occurring periodically. The heat will be mostly normal and actually beneficial for the majority of the crops across the region, because there has been a little bit of a decline in degree day accumulations. A little bit of warmth would help to stimulate faster crop development, and as long as we have abundant soil moisture around, it shouldn't present a problem for any particular location. There will be the chance for some additional showers and thunderstorms, though, as we move forward in time, so nobody's going to dry out in a real dramatic manner. Some of the western fringes of the region will have more of a bias towards drying than other areas, but we will expect to see rainfall over the next 7 days to be most significant in two areas. The first would be in parts of Ohio, eastern Kentucky, and southeastern Indiana, where there could be some 1 to 2 inch amounts, and perhaps even some local totals getting upwards over 2 inches. We may also see some heavier rainfall in localized areas of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the eastern Dakotas, maybe even northern Iowa, but I don't think it'll be very common there. We'll expect some of the rains up there to run 1/2 to 1.5 inches. The precipitation will be most focused in that upper part of the Midwest, probably this weekend. In the meantime, we'll likely turn towards the second week of the forecast for any kind of significant change. There's been a lot of talk out there in the marketplace about all this heat in the western United States and speculation as to whether it will come into the heart of the Midwest or not. The answer to that is probably it will not come into the region, certainly not in this next 2-week period. The heat may work its way into a part of the plains, but not to the same level of intensity, and the impact will probably be relatively benign, not much different than the heat that occurred a week or so ago, only less intense. Highs will be in the 90s, and a few temperatures over 100 in the hard red winter wheat country and portions of the southwestern U.S. plains. But as far as Midwestern crop areas is concerned, the highest temperatures will probably not be much warmer than lower to a few middle 90s. We'll look for low temperatures at night to slip back into the upper 50s and 60s over the next couple of nights, but as we move into the late week and weekend, we'll likely see lows most often in the 60s across the region. In general, the outlook not only is favorable in the U.S. Midwest, but parts of the Delta and southeastern states as well. The area that's going to see the most significant steady rate of drying over the next full week will be in the southern half of the U.S. plains. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading in Kansas City. July wheat is 682, up 8. September 699 and a half, up 8 and 3 quarters. July wheat in Chicago is 659 and a half, up 9. September 667 and a quarter, up 9. And by the way, it's going to take me a little while to get used to the idea that Kansas wheat is no longer actually being traded much in Kansas. It's over at Chicago, too. July corn, 678 and a quarter, up 5 and a half. September, 534 and a quarter, up 1 and a quarter. And December at 505 and a half is up 2 and 3 quarters. July soybeans, 1590 and a quarter, up 17 and a quarter. September, 1301 and 3 quarters, up 8. And November at 1252 and a half, up 10. July soybean meal, 490.30, up 330. September, 397.20, up 190. July soybean oil, 47.15, up 23. September, 46.62, up 22. August live cattle, 121.95, up a nickel. August feeders, 150.40, down a nickel. And July lean hogs, 101.37 and a half. They're up 37 and a half. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Well, we do have confirmation, 13.2 million bushels of wheat heading to China. There were rumors, though, that there was going to be corn going along with it. Haven't seen any confirmation of that yet.
Not yet. I think realistically the price levels that we are entertaining right now for corn and wheat have historically been a little bit of a stimulus for export demand, but we haven't seen it in the corn. I think realistically maybe with yesterday's drop below $5, and then coming back and closing slightly above it and maybe a little bit of strength here today going into a 3-day or 4-day weekend for some, that maybe we'll see some business turn up maybe Friday or early next week.
Well, we'll see. South Korea said no thank you. They took corn today from the Black Sea region and Brazil. I guess it's still $20 a ton cheaper than U.S. even at these levels. Is that right?
That's what we're gathering as far as, you know, like we talked last week, you know, 25 cents under us. They still have the inventory and can still move it out the door. I think freight rates have firmed up just a little bit here, so that makes their stuff just a little bit more competitive. I also think when you're going back to the wheat business with China, they also bought some other world wheat, and it sounds like they might be in the hunt for about 10 million metric tons that might have been damaged by some of the late season rain seen over there.
Turn our attention a little bit more to what time of year it is. Tomorrow, the July 4th holiday, probably a lot of traders not in Chicago on Friday. Let's just be honest, 4-day weekend. So do we come back at Sunday afternoon with some sort of trend moving thing or trend changing thing, which often is the case around this time of year?
You know, I think that's indeed a possibility. You know, the temperature changes that we've seen, they're starting to basically warm up a little bit. We're getting some comments from the guys up north and west that have not necessarily had the rains that some of us have enjoyed. They're saying, you know, if we do see the temperatures warm up into the mid to upper 80s, they're going to need a drink pretty quick. And right now, the weather pattern up there has not been very generous. So, yeah, I think indeed the 4th of July weekend historically has been a turning point, and considering the pressure we've been under, you know, maybe we could generate a little bit of a positive swing, especially now that the wheat market's getting some business.
Meanwhile, those spread traders are drinking their Maalox.
Yeah, U.S., and we were just talking about that in-house as far as the September-December corn spread. You know, it looks like it might be a little bit undervalued. And then looking at the July SEP spread at $1.30, looks like it might be a little overvalued. So it wouldn't be a surprise to us to see that September kind of catch a little bit of a bid and add a little strength to the market. Beans also, we think the development on the beans has been a little bit slow. Wet feet for some of these area beans has been a little bit much, and they're not coming along quite as fast as we'd like them to.
Will August beans follow up the July?
I think it's a possibility, but it probably will not have quite the enthusiasm that we've seen in the past.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
That's Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current take in the marketplace, hard red winter wheat, July, 682, up 8, September, 698.5, up 7.75. July wheat, the soft variety, 658, up 8.5, September, 666, up 7.75. July corn, 676.5, up 3.75. September, 534.5, up 1.5. And December at 505.75, up 3. July soybeans, 1590, up 17. September, 1302.5, up 8.75. And November at 1253.25, up 10.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.